Hello, ho, ho, ho. That was embarrassing. Welcome to Espergenesis Season 2, Episode, I want to say 4? Let's go with 4. This is our Boxing Day episode 2019, so thank you very much for joining us. I hope you had a wonderful Christmas Day. For people not in the UK, I hope you had even further ago a wonderful Christmas Day, or for people that it's Christmas Day still for, I hope you're still having a wonderful Christmas Day. That was convoluted. Thank you very much for listening to this episode. Thank you very much for listening to the podcast in general. We love that. If you are interested in finding out more about what we're doing, you can follow our Instagram and Twitter. You can visit our website. We're about to publish some really cool short stories that Aaron has been writing about our season one characters. But otherwise, if you fancy it, leave us a review, leave us a rating. But yeah, enjoy your holidays and enjoy this episode of Esposito. You guys wake up from your long, 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 long nap.
Wait, how long are we talking here?
It's been about half an hour.
Oh.
You've had enough time to have a short rest, so if you got hit, Daz, roll them. And it's all sort of been, you've heard the sound of the storm and like these bits of debris and sand and grit beating against the door. This sort of constant thum, 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 thum. For sound effects, I do my own filler. So you've been sat there with this sort of background noise going on, sort of in silence. Corriban, you've been fairly sullen in your silence, and Beltrop has kind of been set opposite. The two of you have just been making eye contact, like you are both kind of terrified about what's going on. They're kind of angry at each other for reacting the way that you didn't want them to. Dora, you've sort of just been drinking and napping intermittently for the last half hour. Hud, you've more or less been chain smoking. And Rebook, you've been sort of stood away from the rest of the group, kind of watching them curiously, but not really wanting to engage too much or make too much of a show of yourself because, you know, within a group of people, you don't particularly feel confident. I don't want to put that in your mouth, but if you disagree.
That sounds very Rebook to me.
Is it Reboot or Rebook?
It's Rebook.
Okay.
It's like when a Geordie misses their train after going.
Rebook?
That was terrible.
I loved it.
Oh my goodness. You've been sat here for 5 or 10 minutes and the sound of the storm has definitely died down.
Wait, come on. We're off.
Right, I could do with like 3 or 4 more hours, mate. Can we just chill?
Come the fuck on.
Very persuasive. I like you.
I pick up my rifle and I walk out.
Beltrop chimes in. We could. I mean, I'm just gonna say this. I don't know how we feel about it, but there is that hover dolly. If he really wants a nap some more, we could.
Oh, for
I'm not saying that he could get 3 or 4 hours. I'm just saying.
Look, I'm, as some people call it, reet pissed. So. A hover dolly, whatever that is, sounds fantastic.
All right, but I'm not pushing, and I'm assuming Korriban's not pushing, so human or Dendu face, you can push.
Again, a bit racist.
I have heard much worse, don't worry.
I am being polite. He's got a Dendu's face. He's a Dendu. Of course he's got a Dendu's face.
Oh, so you're just being literal.
I was being very literal.
Well, then you're stupid. Shut up.
But, all right, let's move on.
I'll push the damn cart.
All right, great.
Love you.
You very quickly managed to go and get the hover dolly. So the 5 of you emerge from the entrance to the mine. Korriban definitely far ahead of the rest of you, followed fairly shortly by Beltrov. Then there's the figure of this small Dendu creature. I don't know why I said creature. That seems incredibly mean.
Again, with the racism, boys. Come on.
And I don't have any horse in this race.
What are you, Pax? Jesus.
Small Dendu figure. And then behind that, you just see a human pushing a hobble dolly
with the sprawling figure of an Eldore, bottle in hand. The environment to which you walk out in is fairly similar to the one that you left. The landscape is a little bit more destroyed than it was before. Any trace of your footsteps are long gone. As you're walking back along through the plains with the craters, you remember there was a building that was on the edge of a crater. Now there's only two walls stood, and the crater seems to have expanded somewhat. The foliage on the trees around the base of the mountain is mostly stripped. I mean, the landscape just looked more barren than it did before. The trees are just these brown stumps that have been stripped almost down to the bark, like even that's gone. So you carry on through and you reach the canyon where you faced off against the dwarves. Everything that you piled up that was theirs is gone. There's no real evidence of the fight apart from a couple of scorch marks and some chips out of the rock. And you make your way back to the landing zone where the ship originally set down. And ahead of you, you can see the ruined Dendu city. You continue towards it, and you start reaching the sort of the suburbs, the outlying settlement areas. You climb over a walled patch of land and jump down into what is an incredibly overgrown, but definitely was once a garden with a very small squat building. You come out the other side of that walled garden, and you end up on the city streets. The paving and the buildings are all cracked and worn. Most of the windows, despite being reinforced glass, are shattered. There's huge weeds growing through cracks in the ground. There's like a bench that's collapsed and begun to rust and fall away. As you get closer into the center of the city, following the map that Korriban, you and Beltrov would both have this map of the city. It's a well-explored part of the planet. There's nothing unexpected here. So you're making your way towards the spaceport in the center of the city, and you pass by an old parking lot with sort of rusting and disused hover cars that sit untouched. The metallic surface has got a layer of dust that, despite the constant storms that rage through, seems to settle almost instantaneously once again, this dark grey dust. Every now and then, whilst you're looking around, you think you see shadows flitting through doorways or along corridors on second floors of buildings. And the whole way you kind of feel like someone's watching you, or people are watching you. You make your way through the abandoned streets into the city centre, and you can see worn and faded signs that are written in both Galactic Common and Dendu point to different areas. There's a town hall, there's a library, there's a zero gravity polo arena, and there's a sign towards the spaceport. So you follow that and you arrive at a huge circular building. You go in through one of the many vast glass doors. Most of the glass on the building, again, is shattered. And there's, you can see like trees growing up around the side of the building, huge cracks in the stonework. Once you get inside, you're in a sort of a circular platform area, and you can see there's escalators going down in towards the actual spaceport itself.
Can I begin being as stealthy as possible?
Yeah, definitely. If everyone wants to roll a stealth check, go ahead and do that.
Am I not still asleep at this point?
Yeah, I'm going to say you will have had a long rest.
Yeah!
I was a 23.
That's pretty fucking stealthy.
19.
I've got a 20, non-natural.
8.
You're on the trolley asleep.
Yeah, to be fair, like, you can still be on the trolley.
Oh, can I?
I mean, the overall, the group check is, because Beltrov rolled a natural 20 plus, I think, 3?
If I had a long rest and I'm fine, can I just pretend that I sleep still? Just so it just keeps pushing me?
I mean, absolutely.
I'm doing that.
Can I do an insight check to see if I know whether she's, like, awake or not?
You can.
Against what?
I'm going to say a performance check and an insight check.
Performance, not deception.
You can pick one.
Oh, well, I'm going to pick deception. Oh, I rolled a natural one.
Yeah, I got a 19.
Yeah, for like the last half hour whilst you've been going through the city, and this kind of explains why you feel like you've been being watched. Dora's just been sort of fake snoring the entire time, but every now and then, like, cocking one eye to check that you can see that she's snoring.
See, I know that she's doing it, but I'm too concerned by the fact that there's, like, stuff watching us, and I know she's going to be more of a liability if she's walking around, so for the time being, I'm just going to keep pushing her, but I'm very much aware that she's actually awake.
Okay.
It's a great strategy.
I mean, as you walk into the building, then, she is snoring on this hover dolly as the rest of you start trying to sneak in.
Is the hover dolly silent?
Yeah. It's remarkable technology.
But deadly.
It's not very deadly.
Okay, so we press on further into the spaceport.
Yeah, above you, around the ceiling of this massive circle building that you've walked into, is the port doors. Two huge semicircles that would pull apart to allow ships to land and take off. At the minute, they are closed, and you can see, like, poking down through the gaps, there are roots of plants that seem to have been growing on the top of the spaceport doors. You did notice as you were walking forwards, so there does seem to be a lot of vegetation up there, and there does seem to be part of a building that has landed over the top of the spaceport doors as well. So you go further into the structure, and basically the only way to go in is down on these escalators, because there are escalators in a sci-fi, Tom. I've designed the entire game to be the antithesis of yours. There's these space escalators.
This is in the future compared to season one. So they may have been invented in the last 50 years.
That could be it, actually.
I mean, new technology.
It could be that Jefferson Knight and Damson worked together, but not really together, to design escalators and spread them throughout the galaxy.
What sort of twisted fanfic is this bullshit?
Yeah, I regretted it instantly. I don't want those to work together. It doesn't make sense. They hate each other.
It's got to be the most niche slash fic.
The rise met across the escalator mechanism.
Some kind of weird porno. So you go down the escalators and you come out to a reception space. It's a long room with, along one side, there is a check-in desk, and above that there are these dead lifeless screens. Going out behind the desk there are these tunnels that run conveyor belts that take luggage into the spaceport to be loaded onto the spaceships. Basically, it's an airport check-in lounge, if you hadn't quite picked up on that, but in space, or on a different planet.
Did you reuse the map that was never used?
No, this is far more commercial than the spaceport that Tom designed on Peloton. That was like a Mos Eisley-style spaceport. This is a fucking airport.
Do you want to get sued?
No one from LucasArts listens to... Oh, no, it's Disney now, isn't it? Shit, they will certainly sue us.
Can I see any security terminals anywhere? Do any have power?
Roll an investigation check. Or perception, I guess. I don't know. How are you looking? Are you just looking around?
Well, I'm looking for terminals or any sign of computers or anything that could, you know, possibly tell me the status of the building, if I could find where the security breach was tripped specifically.
Okay, you don't need to roll for that at all, then. There's about 15 computers on the long check-in desk, and then to your right there is a tunnel that seems to be where, based on what you know about spaceports, that would be once you've checked in, that's where you go through to reach the actual spaceships.
Okay. I assume if the security was tripped, then there's still power here.
Yeah, you can safely assume that. I mean, it doesn't seem to be a high-level power because the screens that would usually be displaying departures and arrivals are off. But that could also be that there's no departures and arrivals, so...
Can I see if I can boot up one of the security terminals?
Yeah, so are you going to the terminal by the tunnel into the spaceport, or are you going to one of the desks?
Is the one on my right a public terminal?
None of the terminals in this room are public. They were all have been manned by staff.
Okay, well, I'll go to the one on the right then. As long as it's not a public terminal, I want something that was staff.
Okay, yep, you walk over to that, and there is... Embedded in this desk, there is a screen covered in dust with a low red blinking light to indicate standby power.
I wipe the dust off the screen and boot it up.
Okay, and this is in fact a security terminal. You can see that all of the security systems are still active. Do you want to roll a computer check to find anything out beyond that?
Okay, that's a crit.
What's your computer score, Tom?
Plus 6.
So 26. That's better than a crit, Tom. That's a 26. Yeah, you find out basically everything you need to know about this. The alarm that was tripped, that you discovered, does not go beyond this room, so whatever tripped it would either be in this room or have left.
It was tripped in this room?
Yeah.
Okay.
You are also aware that in the next room... Yeah, in the next room, there's a sort of waiting lounge which has got two lead-offs. One goes the passenger way, which is a slightly longer route that takes you into an even bigger waiting room. A lot of bureaucracy in this Dendu city. That has a passport control center, so there are turrets within that room that would defend that room against people getting through without tickets. There's also a tunnel that leads off for ship crew. That one is more securely locked off, but there is less security. Well, the turrets are still in the same room, so basically if you go through either one of those doors without permission, there are security turrets.
Can I disable those turrets from here?
You know what, with the 26, I'm going to say yes, you can shut down those turrets.
Excellent. And secondly, could I open the doors to the staff tunnel?
Yeah, I'm going to let you do that too.
Excellent.
The other thing that you pick up in is that there are sentry bots within the actual hangar bay.
Okay, I'm presuming they're not directly wired in.
No, they're not.
Okay.
You are aware that they are tripped.
Oh, okay.
By laser screens. There's sort of a laser mesh. You know, like in an old James Bond film. Or Mission Impossible, something like that. Yeah. If you sprayed some fine mist, you'd be able to see the lasers.
Okay, fun. Finally, is there any CCTV?
I mean, obviously, it's a spaceport.
Can I just scan and see if I can see any other signs of life?
Yeah. How far back do you want to go?
Just live, really. I mean, if I can't see anything live, I'll go back to the moment of the trip.
You start flicking through the screens that are the cameras that are still active, and there are a couple that you just met with static, and you get the idea that maybe these screens, these cameras have been destroyed or have just sort of worn down over time. You're aware it's been a good century or so since this city was actually inhabited. And then you start looking through the cameras that are available in this room, and you see yourselves all huddled around this desk. You can see the bottom of the escalators. You can see one that sort of just goes from the far corner, and you can see the entire room, but can't quite see it behind the desks. And then there's one behind the desks, and you can see a small figure huddled in a ball.
I silently make a hand gesture to the rest of the group and point in that direction.
I tip Dora off of the hover dolly and say, "Wake up, Brindes."
What the bloody hell are you doing, mate?
I just want to chuckle to myself and step over Dora.
Right. Twat.
Silently, I'm going to try to convey, like, move in and surround that person.
What are you doing? What are these things that you're doing? What are these gestures?
I just put my finger to my lips and point.
I draw my shotgun and move to flank.
I draw my double-edged sword.
I'd sort of try and lead everyone as best I can in that direction.
Okay. You very slowly make your way over, and you get to the point where you are stood on the other side of the desk. There is a little cut-in so that you could walk round behind the desk if you want to, one at a time. But at the minute, you are stood around that desk.
I signal to everyone, like, sort of wait here, and then I very silently try and flank the position so that I'm, like, behind where everyone else is.
Okay. So on the other side of the desk, you mean?
Yes, but not revealing my position if possible.
Okay, you come round and you see, hiding behind the counter with his hand over his mouth and a long metal pipe in his other hand, a figure that is fairly familiar to you, covered in blood and with tear marks streaming down it. You see the dwarf who attacked you when you made your way through the canyon.
I step out with my gun. Well... small world, isn't it?
He takes his hand off his mouth and he goes, oh, fuck. I thought you were a Seedspawn.
Oh, fuck, don't tell me you've seen them about.
And he stands up and he puts his hands on the desk and he looks around. And he kind of freezes as he locks eyes with Rebook. Rebook, you see the tear-lined face of the dwarf who murdered your adopted family and who has been hunting you for as long as you've been hunting him.
Oh, shit.
Damn, Daniel.
Rebook raises his auto rifle and takes aim at this guy.
And he just sort of freezes. And he looks over at you, Caraban.
You two know each other?
You could say that.
Well, I shan't stop you killing him for now, because we've already had Barney, but let's see what he has to say first. Maybe he can be of use.
Ah, this was the Belen that I said we should have killed.
Aye.
You've met this dwarf?
Yeah, mate, I said we should kill him, just so you know, just, you know, for future reference. He's a nasty piece of work.
You should have killed him.
We let him go. It seems a bit disingenuous to kill him now.
If you knew what he has done.
Well, he tried to kill us. Can't see much more of a personal slight than that.
Hey, mate, Rebook, what's your story with him?
He has killed, he murdered. I don't know if this means anything to you, Dumas, but he has murdered dwarves before.
Oh, boo fucking who, my entire planet's been slaughtered and I'm here trawling around a dead airport because of you guys.
Do you want to say anything to him, or can I pull the trigger now?
I feel as though you'd get on with my droid Salty, Dumas.
Everyone I've ever known is being murdered right this second.
Well, join the club.
Look, what can you tell us that'll convince this one not to blow your head off? Because he seems quite intent on the matter.
Believe me, I am.
He says, all I can say is, after you left us, unarmed, the storm came in and we ran for cover in the nearest structure we could find. And lo and fucking behold, a fucking seed spawn in it. And you can see, like, his eyes are starting to fill with tears. And he says, all my men are dead now. I managed to get out, and I ran here. And look what fucking finds me here.
So the seed spawn are in this building now?
No, not in this. Why would I hide from a seed spawn in the building that doesn't make... No.
Sorry, mate. Are you trying to gain sympathy? The people that you tried to rob earlier.
You know what? I think he is.
We were standing down. We were leaving you be. If you'd left us with our weapons, maybe.
Oh, boo hoo. Sorry, I don't understand. The people who robbed us and we defeated. Want you to leave you with your weapons?
You took his weapons away.
Aye, the same weapons he tried to use to kill us 2 minutes before. I mean, morally, he doesn't have a leg to stand on.
I like you more already. It seems that you cannot fight anything that is armed.
And you can see, like, he's just got tears rolling down his face again. And he just says, all right, Dendu, do it.
Any objections?
One of us is bound to have killed each other in the end anyway, wasn't there?
Yes, but this feels very anticlimactic.
Believe me, were things the other way around, I would kill you just as quick.
Oh. Wait, mate. I don't know whether this is being mature. Maybe we keep him. And you can...
He's not a fucking pet.
He's definitely not a pet.
Do whatever you like to him.
I think I would like to kill him, but I don't know if he's any more use. Does he know why this planet's under attack?
Wait, what?
Apparently not.
Right.
I'm sorry, Dumas. It seems we came here for no reason.
Wait, hang on. Before you do it, whatever your name is, soon to be dead man, what else is in here?
What do you mean?
We saw things moving in the way in. We've seen something on a security feed. There's other things in here.
Do you mean in the city or in this spaceport?
Either, both.
Spaceport's locked down. Security systems are all armed. Anything that moved in here that wasn't meant to be in here would be dead.
Then how are you here?
Well, this is the reception, isn't it? Like, this is the checking in hall.
Is there any way of getting a ship out of this airport?
Open the doors.
Don't get fucking sassy with me.
Rebook, before you kill this twat, how badly did he affect your kinsman? Was it a quick death? Or did he do some terrible things. Because if you shoot him in the head, I think that's a mercy. If he did terrible things to your kinsman.
His cruelty is more in his beliefs. He could not see kindness in others, and this brought anger.
I'm going to say this. Enough of my people seem to have died today. I'm not letting one more go, whether he's a cunt or not. Sorry, what rating is this podcast again? I forget.
I think cunt's fine.
Am I allowed to say that?
Yeah, you can say cunt, that's fine.
It is appropriate in this situation. This thing has killed many of your people, too.
Aye.
If he dies today, I don't think it will be a loss to your species.
But here's the thing, mate.
Past was the past. We've got to band together now.
Exactly.
There is no future for this man.
Maybe it'd be stronger from both of your races to use this man as an example who has lost his way, killing Dendu, killing dwarves, because of his situation. If you let him live, then you are both...
What's your name, Kin?
Srokan.
Srokan.
Bless you.
Fuck off.
What?
He's taking on your accent, Tom. I didn't mean him to.
It's all right. Look, we're going to get out of here. I'm going back to the city. Try and see what we can salvage of our people. I have no objections if you come in along.
I do.
Well, I have objections about you coming along, so we're at an impasse there, aren't we?
Perhaps.
Can we all not just get along?
Reboot pulls the trigger.
Oh, damn! All right. And where do you shoot him?
The throat.
So he...
Is that the throat he needs to live, or the other throat?
I mean, there are many throats. But really, without the other throat, is it worth living? That was, I think, a penis joke. I'm not sure. There's this tense silence, Korriban, after you've said that you'd take him with you if he wants to come, which is interrupted by this. And his eyes widen, and he grabs at his throat, and you can just see blood pouring out. And he just coughs a little and then slumps over the desk.
I look on pretty silently.
Ribbit lowers his rifle.
I pull out a cigar and I light it up. And I walk through to departures without a word.
And as you do, as you walk under the arch, a small red light flashes within the archway that you're walking through and says, "This is a no-smoking area."
Lovely. And literally making my staff corridor.
Okay, you do that. And you make your way through the corridor and into the hangar bay itself. And having deactivated the security systems within there, you're half expecting the sentry bots to come to life.
When I get there,
yeah,
I'm going to use the smoke from my cigar to highlight the laser grids that set them off.
Okay, so you inhale and you blow the smoke across. Then you can see that there are two diagonal lines that cut across and a third beam that cuts horizontally across.
Is it going to be possible for me to get through those, being able to see them?
Yeah, I reckon you could find a way to squeeze through. You'd probably need to do a roll for me. You could do a straight up dex, you could do acrobatics, you could do athletics.
On athletics, I get a 19.
Okay, yeah, you managed to pull yourself through. Let's say, because it's athletics, and let's add a little athletics flavor, you kind of do a pull-up, and you lift your legs up, and you tuck them through the gap at the top, and then lower yourself down and drop through on the other side.
Nice.
Is it like Catherine Zeta-Jones entrapment?
Oh, God, excellent reference.
It's exactly like that.
No, this is blackmail.
This is entrapment.
Is there a way to disable the grid from the other side?
There is a small security panel there.
Do I even want to do that? Oh, I guess I want Beltrov. Yeah, I disable it.
So do you want to override the security? Do you want to physically disable the link.
I want to override the security if possible.
Yeah, you can do that. You can definitely sort of, you plug your handset in and you can try and override the security systems there. You can't use that mechanically whenever you want to. That's my flavor. No, you can do what you like. roll a computer check.
Oh, 15.
So you finish typing in and you take another drag of your cigar and you blow the smoke over where the beams were. Just a cloud of smoke.
Excellent. I look around for sentry bots and or ships.
In terms of sentry bots, you can see there are a couple of dormant machines leaned up against hubs that they would plug into. But they don't seem to be reacting to anything.
Excellent.
So taking a wider look around, you're in a cylindrical room. There's a number of gantries and docking points that sit empty on floors above you. And you can see that they are points where once there would have been ships that would have docked. The floor is covered in debris and detritus, and you can see a small control room on the opposite side of the room. There's a couple of ships. There's two that are sort of, you can tell that they were docked at higher gantry points and they've kind of collapsed as power's worn out and as the materials have eroded, they've fallen onto the hangar deck. They're a little bit busted up and they're broken. And there's one ship that you can see higher up, about four floors up, that is cradled in scaffolding. It looks fairly usable, like there's no big hull breaches or anything like that. Reaching it's going to be a bit of an issue because there's not much power to the internal systems within the hangar bay, but...
No ladders?
There are ladders, you could climb up.
Oh.
There's...
Escalators?
You can see a couple of... There's no escalators, but there are a couple of... I don't want to say this because this is what I wrote and I meant to find a better way of saying it, but... Future cherry pickers. So what I'm going to imagine that is.
It's good flavour.
It's kind of like a trolley, but the platform of the trolley can raise up about five or six floors. You can see a couple of them lying about.
Whatever looks easier, either climb a ladder or I'm going to use a cherry picker to get to the gantries and make my way back up to this ship.
I mean, climbing, you realise, is going to take quite a while. The cherry pickers would probably be fastest, but they would need a little bit of work to get them running again.
Has anyone else followed me, or is it just me?
Well, you just stormed off, didn't you?
Yeah. We just can't let you do it.
Yeah, you turned around and you realised that this really lucky sentry didn't activate, because you're very much on your own in this room.
I'm also very much in a bad mood, so I'm happy to be on my own.
Is there any sort of central location or like that we can see, like? Is there like a command center or something here?
That you can see currently, no. Based on what has been seen by the group, the central location is the cylindrical hub where the ships would be docked, and there is a control room within that.
Okay.
Shall we maybe follow the dwarf? Not you, bad job.
We should probably try and find like a central control room and see if it's still operational. You know, maybe run like a sweep on the place and see if there's anything else in here that... Well, shouldn't be.
While they do that, I'm just going to use the ladders and I'm just going to climb up there.
All right. I'm going to say roll me two athletics checks.
Two athletics checks? For ladders, no less.
Well, you don't use ladders a lot. You've got future cherry pickers for most of your climbing needs.
Chaos is a ladder.
So one was a 9 and a 21. So if you average them out...
Yeah. You start off, and about halfway up the sort of second set of ladders, one of the rungs beneath you breaks just from sheer age. Like, the metal's rusted away, and your foot goes straight through it. But you manage to catch yourself and keep climbing. And you eventually reach the ship. And you can tell, although it's seen a century or so of disuse, this is a pretty sturdy ship. Again, it's been made of adamantine. It is definitely a ship of your planet, not necessarily of your design. It's not a design, but it's definitely a dwarven built ship that harkens back to the time where Dendu and dwarves were allied planet.
Excellent. I just go on board and see what I can do about powering it up.
Yeah, you climb in and there's no power within the ship. You can tell that the sorium core within the ship has been depleted. You get the feeling that maybe it was left in part. That doesn't really make sense for us, because we don't have Park as a sort of I don't even know if that makes sense for leaving it in park, to be honest, actually. Or leaving it in park. You left the headlights on. It's essentially been left with a headlight.
There we go.
And we landed there. We got there. So
the electric's on, but it's not.
Yeah, the battery's run down.
It's made like a tree and left.
But
I mean, I guess, don't think that's what he was going for, but
I guess that makes as much sense as the leaving it in park, if not more. Anyone else got any similes or metaphors for this?
It's properly pissed on our chips.
I don't know if that would make sense at all.
My balls are dry.
And somehow stuck to the inside of my leg at the same time.
I don't know if that was part of the conversation or not.
Now we're just getting updates. Cheers, guys. I'm glad you're doing well.
Anyway.
If no one else is going.
Well, let's do some things.
I guess we're going to head in the direction of the main command chamber. Is that the same way that Dumas has gone?
Yeah, you come out into this room that, again, has two separate corridors, one that leads into what looks like a staff entry and one that leads through to another waiting room.
I'm going to send a little mental missive to Rebook. I'm just going to say, it was a great shot earlier on, mate. You stick with me and you'll be fine. We're the outsiders and, we'll get through it.
I reply back mentally, so you can help me get off this world.
Look, mate, you help me to help you, and I'll help me and you and me, and we'll help each other. They'll be fine. And then we can achieve this Brexit together.
Who would want that?
Eloquently put, but I don't know if you still believe the reasons you...
Well, let me just repeat what I just said several times over and over, and then maybe you will believe it.
It has been 3 years. I still don't.
I turn around and at this point, and I'm like, why are you two waggling your eyebrows at each other?
It's my hair. I don't have eyebrows.
Oh.
What do you mean? What are these eyebrows you speak of?
I hate this planet. I turn back around and head off down the staff corridor.
Right. What are we doing? We're going to get a... something?
Command center. Find out what's going on.
Right. Maybe get a ship. Let's go. Ships, I like. I like ships. I follow Hood.
Is there any sort of auxiliary power on the ship, John?
There is a basic nuclear reactor within the ship.
Oh, just a basic one.
I mean, let's be honest. Thorium is far more advanced than nuclear reacting power. So, it is fairly basic. The ship could fly without a sorium core, but not well.
Oh, it can fly. Oh, right. Well then. Can I run a quick scan with the ship's systems to see if there are any power sources nearby alive?
You certainly can. Do you want to roll a computers check? I don't want to fall into the making computers every time, but I feel like this makes sense.
Oh, it's not that great. It's a 12.
I mean, within range, you don't need a lot of skill to pick up. There are a couple of sorium sources nearby there, like on the ground floor on the hangar bay deck.
Fuck's sake. Is there a way of lowering my ship to the ground deck out of the scaffolding?
I'm going to say yes. That sounds fun. That would be a mechanics check, though.
Oh, we're fucked. Come on, baby. Oh, it's a 16. That is about as good as I would ever hope for a mechanic.
Yeah, I think that would do. So you managed to find a link up to the central spaceport computer system, and you managed to activate the engage flight mechanisms. Like, it's basically a process that the ship has to run through. So before it can be launched, it has to lower down to be loaded up. So you start that off, and the ship starts to, it judders. And you can tell this machinery has not been used quite a while, and it starts to lower down with this very loud and every now and then it judders a little bit more as it hits like a bit of debris or something that gets locked in the mechanism, but it manages to power through. It starts to lower down and reach the ground as the rest of you walk into the hangar bay.
Ah, look, a ship. Well, done and dusted. Let's go.
Hold up, hold up.
I'm sorry, Snoop Dogg.
Put it in the air in a minute. So can we see the sort of the main command center from here?
Yeah, there's a control room that you can fairly easily see.
Let's take a look up there first. I mean, Dima seems to have sorted out our ride. So let's find out what else is in here.
Unfortunately, he has no fucking idea on how to pilot one.
That's what I'm counting on.
Why would you count on that? That makes no sense.
So he can't leave without us.
I sent a mental missive to Rebook again. You know how to pilot a ship, mate?
I had technically, yes.
Right.
Tell him you're proficient in that.
That's not my catchphrase. I have done the simulations.
It's good enough for me. So if, you know, everything goes wrong here, me and you can just rip out of here, you know what I'm saying? Savvy?
Savvy?
Means okay, or let's do it.
I feel the dwarves need help.
Right, okay. Good, no worries.
My problem with dwarves is over now.
What, since you murdered that man?
Yes, essentially yes. There's only truly one group who were dwarves I truly disliked. They are a stubborn people, but there is good in them.
I like that. So you didn't generalize, it was just that one group being completely cunts.
Yes, you could say that they generalized.
Right. Good for you. Anyway, shutting off mental message for now. Love you. Kiss, kiss. Ciao.
I don't know if it works that way, but I enjoy it, so I'm going to let you keep having your little side.
It's a horrible feeling in your mind.
Do you feel dirty?
I feel sloppy.
So while they're waggling their non-existent eyebrows at each other, can I try and find a way up to the command center?
It's on the ground floor, so it's very easy.
Oh, cool. I find my way to the command center.
You do that. You do that. You walk in, there's a number of like screens that have all gone dormant, covered in dust. There's a control panel ahead of you that a bit of the ceiling seems to have fallen onto, so it's covered in debris and chunks of rock and metal.
Okay, are there any control panels that don't look like they're completely screwed?
Yeah, there's a couple.
Okay, I guess I'm just going to sort of wander over and do a computers check.
What are you checking for?
Computers.
Yeah. Including the name, John. God.
There are computers there. That's you can see that. They're really there. Like, they're all up in your face. They're like, oh, I'm a Mac.
I'm a PC. Either way, I'm going to mine your data.
I'm owned by Google.
I guess in that case, what I'm going to do is a mechanics check to try and like get power back to the systems.
Yeah, I'll let you do that. Go on.
That is a 16.
Okay, yeah, you managed to get a couple of the screens that light back up. Like, not all of them. A couple of them short out. There are some sparks that fly off. But you've got a few of the systems up and running.
I'm going to do a computer's check then to try and like run a scan of the building and see what if there are any like life signs or anything like that in here.
Okay.
Okay, so that is a 14.
You see a sort of an overlay appear on the screen, the layout of the spaceport, and a couple of lines that cross it and then cross back and then cross the other way and cross back. And the only life signs that seem to appear are within the hub itself that you're in.
Okay. Is there like a CCTV feed?
Yeah.
Could I like sort of click through that and see what I see throughout the building?
So clicking through, you can see the internal cameras. The first of all, you start the reception. You can see the lifeless corpse of the dwarf, the Rebook shot. You can see the waiting room where you entered in through. You can see the waiting lounge area. You can see the hub itself. And then you get back to a camera at the top of the escalators and you can see that the door is starting to open and there is a figure there. You can't quite make it out and then the camera moves on again.
Oh, fuck, go back.
you go back through. Like, you have to go all the way through. It's not a system that you can, like, go backwards on. You have to go all the way through all of the cameras again. And when you get back, there's nothing there and the doors are closing.
Shit. I get on the comm bead and I say, guys, there's someone's just entered the building. I don't know what's going on. The systems aren't picking up any life signs.
Seed spawn.
Right, let's get the fuck out of Dodge.
Everyone on the ship. I come through to Korriban and I say to him, can the ship fly?
Look, there's only one way of knowing. Let's just go.
I've got power to the ship. It should take off. Should get us to the city, if not else.
Shit. Can I do another computers check to see if there's any systems to refuel the ship or re-enrich the sorium core?
In terms of a sorium core, you'd need to have an actual physical sorium core to replace.
Right, okay.
Can I do a mechanics check to see if this flies?
Yeah, it will fly. It won't fly for long, but it will fly for a good, hour or so.
Let's fucking go, then.
Shit, an hour's good. I sort of run out of the command center and run onto the ship.
Everyone join in?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Okay, so you run onto the ship. Who's going where, position-wise, within the ship?
I'll jump in the cockpit.
I suppose I'll...
head to the engine room.
Nice. Oh,
fucking hell, Tom.
That's what I was about to do, but that's fine. I will be behind the pilot in that case, giving my moral support.
Oh, God.
Oh, Damson's back. how do you jump into the pilot seat and you fire up the ship? And you can feel it is weak, it shudders to life.
Come on, baby, get us out of here. I just flick a load of switches and just try and get her online as quick as possible.
And it lifts off heavily. You get a good 10 feet off the ground and you see this figure walk through the door. And it's this bizarrely distorted creature. You can see those rib cages cracking through the skin. The skin is black and mottled and run through with red lines. The eyes are just a piercing green.
Can I get the comms to say, Beltrop, get to the guns? Yeah, if there is guns on this ship.
Beltrop is like, right, off I go to the guns. Which are, what is the ship?
You tell me, mate.
Anyone got an eye on sort of the layout?
Can I bring up a schematic in the cockpit?
Yeah, you can. I don't know why I'm doing this. This is just really shitty of me. you can see that on the, so there's three decks on the ship, on the middle deck. There are two gun turrets.
Right. I'm going to join you too, Beltrop.
Great. Okay, off we go to the middle deck of the ship. And as the ship starts lifting off and you get to about 10, 15 feet, you can hear this noise of this creature that's entered the beat. And you get the feeling that that sound is very painful. Were there not something shielding you from it? But the next thing that you notice is that the hangar bay doors are still shut.
Can I try and log into the system and open the doors from where I am?
Yeah, so you've already done a mechanics to log in. I guess roll a computer's check to try and open them.
23.
Yeah, so the doors slowly start to shudder and creak and open. And bits of debris start landing on the ship. And you can feel the ship is being sort of dropped down by the weight added by these. You just hear around the hull this thump, 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 as bits of rock and debris and planet life fall down.
I'm going to start to bank the ship so it can try and avoid some of the worst of the debris falling on it.
Yeah, do you want to roll a piloting maneuver?
Yeah, sure. It's dexterity, isn't it?
Yeah, dex and proficiency.
That's an 18 for me.
All right, you managed to fairly skillfully bank the ship so that as this debris keeps falling, it doesn't hit the ship quite so much. And then you pull back up and the doors are fully opened now and it's just dark sky above you.
Okay, I come through to everyone. Everyone strap in, I'm going to punch it.
Wait, shoot the thing quickly.
Yeah, you can shoot the thing quickly.
Yes. 20 non-naturals.
Yeah, that'll hit. Beltrov manages to aim down and fires, but it just hits the hangar bay and you see these clouds of dirt and debris flying everywhere. But you manage to pinpoint this creature as it emerges into the hangar bay. Do you want to roll damage on that? Hang on, let me tell you what the damage is. Shit, I didn't get there, did I? Have you not seen the ship yet?
1d8 plus your dexterity.
8 points of damage.
Bearing in mind, that's 1d8 of ship's gunning damage of these huge cannons that power into life as you bring them online. And you get the feeling that whatever it is that you're controlling isn't directly connected. It's digitally connected through to guns that are on the outside of the ship. These huge cannons come online. There's a shower of blue bolts that line down onto wherever this creature was stood. And as the dust clears and the ship flies away, there's no sign of where that creature was. There's just a crater. And you launch off into the atmosphere of this planet, high above the darkness that encapsulates it. And as you emerge into the stratosphere, you can just see this cloud of asteroids and rocks floating in a very low orbit directly over the dwarven city that covers the light half of the planet.